Since last year, 2020, I think we can all agree that human connection is pretty vital to us. We went through a lot during COVID, and we all realized that connection is important to our well-being and our mental health, and just to be able to have someone to look forward to and rely on.
After the connection,
Connection.
No need for tension. No. I got the most beautiful people around me. We going up. I call that ascension.
Feeling the connection, same reflection. It's been on my mind. We on Stein. Audios, I'll pass it over. Now it's time.
I'm here with two guests, two friends of mine, Dresden, which you guys might have heard about from my first episode where I mentioned him as someone who really inspires me. And then we also have here Michael, aka Mike. He is a DJ and he's also a very close friend of mine. So welcome, guys. Would you like to introduce yourselves a bit?
What's up, guys? I'm Dresden. I'm an aspiring videographer. I go to the same school as Christine. We're both in our going into our fourth year in visual communications.
All right. My name is Michael, or Mike. I'm also, a really close friend of Dresden and Christine's. Like Christine said, I am a DJ, so I really like music and all that stuff. I'm going to fourth year as well, and these guys inspire me every single day. So yeah.
Aww. Thanks,
yeah,
bro.
I had to pull on the heartstrings. Okay.
So this episode is all about human connection and why it's so important. First off, I just want to say, as human beings, we're very social creatures, and I feel like without other people, we would really struggle by ourselves. Would you guys agree? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the most important things, and especially after like the past year. I think that's like one thing that a lot of people have really like seen. I mean, like, you can get caught up in life pretty quick, and like, obviously, like, we're all busy, and like, everybody's kind of like doing their own thing. But then like, when everything just suddenly stops, then you really realize, like, you know, these are the people around me, like, these are the people keeping me going and stuff like that. And I think we just realize like how much more important, or not even more important, but how important it is to just have like a support system, or just like people around you, or relationships.
We've all been kind of stuck inside for about a year, and I think a lot of us did some sort of like self-reflection as we stayed inside, and maybe we found a new hobby or something, and that kept us busy. But for me personally, I think I did a lot of self-reflecting, and you know, I found out a lot about myself, and which I didn't realize, but yeah, I think it like really changed me.
I definitely agree with that. I feel like even though we do need people, having time to ourselves is also really important, because yes, like, we enjoy other people's company and we have fun and stuff, but there are always times where we just need to think about our own actions and think about our own lives and like what we want to do with our future. But with Michael's point, because of how we were impacted and how we had to social distance, we realized like who our like true friends are, and we realize how important those people who we have in our lives are. And speaking about like friendships, I just wanted to talk about how, you know, the difference between when we first meet someone for the first time and how that relationship grows, and we see just how deep that relationship is, especially when we don't see them for a long time. So, what was kind of your first impression of each other, I guess, and then how that changed later on and grew into what it is now.
Well, I hate Dresden, yo. Like, I just came... No. Well, me and Dresden, like, literally met on the first day of school. And I mean, Dresden... Like, if you ask Dresden, he'd probably say the exact same thing I'm about to say. I just went up to random people and was like, hey, this my guy, name's Mike, huh? Or whatever. Yeah, it's like, oh, who's this kid? but, I mean, I think especially on, like, the first day of school, like, there's so many feelings, I guess. Like, you're anxious, you're nervous, like, you might be scared. You might be like, you know, I got 4 years here, like, literally, like, how is this going to play out, and how am I going to make the most of these 4 years? Because, like, that's a long time. Yeah. I think now, just, like, where we're at, it really feels like it's going by so fast, and I think that's just, like, shows, like, I think we're just all having, like, some fun now, we're all kind of used to it, but I think in that initial moment, it's just, like, oh, these are some, like, cool people or whatever, like, I want to get to know these people, and I think just over the years or whatever, like, our relationship grew like a lot, especially now, like we always just like FaceTime and everything like that, and you really start to learn about a person, and I think that's like a super special thing. Like when you start learning more about people, it's like, I don't know, it's so much more interesting, because I feel like we pass by, like, this is kind of going off but staying on topic, it's like you pass by people all the time, and I feel like you might have that inclination or like that feeling like, oh, I really want to talk to that person or something. And I find, like, even myself, like, I don't do that a lot. But once you actually like, take the time and, like, get to know somebody or hang out with someone or just, like, feed off each other's energy, like, it's such a special thing. And I would say, like, now we're pretty close. Dresden's going to be like, oh, this guy sucks, man. Like, this guy's the worst. no, but...
Wait, I think she was referring to, like, how we first met. Yeah. Our first interaction, which I remember very clearly.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
well, it's like a story true. That we always talk about.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so essentially, this is from my point of view, though. Uh-huh. You know, I was out here minding my own business, eating lunch. It was lunchtime during our Get Ready program in at school. So we're having lunch. I was just eating there, eating my burger. And this guy walks in. You know, he's like, yo, what's up? I'm Michael. Here's my Instagram. And then he leaves. I don't think he left. I think you stayed with us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
David was there too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What?
And then yeah. Like, the week went on, and he was in my first class for reading and writing. So I saw him, and he sat at the front. So I'm like, all right, I recognize this kid. I'm gonna sit next to him. And then that was it. I guess the rest is history.
And then that's it. And now this is the next time we're talking. Like, we haven't talked since reading around.
Yeah. Even after all that, like, this guy just FaceTimes every single day. I just wants to talk to me.
Just love talking to people, man.
I always answer his FaceTime calls, like, first thing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but, well, I mean, it's, yeah, I think we've come, like, a long way. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been 3 years. Which feels super fast.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like 3 years, too.
It really doesn't, though.
Because, like, you go to high school, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know, from grade 9 to grade 12, that was 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, going into university, it's like, okay, so if that's what 4 years feels like, how is this going to feel like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess with the... I don't want to say that I've lost a year just because, like, due to the pandemic and stuff.
But it just doesn't feel the same, right?
It feels kind of like we did lose a year.
Yeah.
Like,
but like we didn't. We kind of just had a year.
It's just a different kind of year, I think.
Yeah, it's a different kind of year.
Yeah. Because I, like, honestly, I don't know about you guys, but even through my classes, I slept through a lot of them. Like, I'd have my computer on, but I'd just be, like, sleeping. So, like, for me, that year went by pretty fast. Yeah.
Well, I mean, 8 a.m. Yeah. Waking up.
Yeah, some 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And then just, like...
tough, man. It's tough.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta be thankful for PDFs and D2L. Thank you, D2L, for allowing teachers to post the notes. Yeah.
But yeah. I think what's so interesting is the fact that you guys literally FaceTime, like, every single night, which is insane. Like, I don't... Like, how do you... How do you even do that? Like, what do you guys even talk about? Because don't you run out of things?
Hey, Michael can explain this one, because I feel like he's always the one starting it off.
Oh, man. Okay. I mean, yeah. Like, I just really like talking to people and just seeing people. Like, it just makes me happy. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but just talking to people and, like, seeing what's up with them or whatever. It's just, like, it's so interesting, you know? Like, like you were saying before, obviously, like, everybody needs their alone time, like, here and there. Like, that's just, that's just, like, a thing, right? But it just really makes me happy, like, talking to a lot of people and stuff. And another thing is, like, one of the things we talk about a lot is, like, tech. Now, it's not the only thing we talk about, but, like, there's so much, like, tech in the world and stuff. I think we do have, like, quite a bit of things in common. So, like, it makes it easier. Plus, like, obviously games and stuff like that.
True, true.
But sometimes you literally just have, like, conversations. Like, Dresden, I don't know if you remember this, but I think we were doing, like, a project second semester. Yeah. Or was it? Yeah, I think it was second semester. And we literally got off, like a group call, I think. And we ended up staying on FaceTime for, like, I don't know, like, an hour to 2 hours or something like that. Just talking. I don't know if you remember that.
I mean, there were a lot of moments like that. Yeah, but, like, I don't know which specific moment you're talking about. Like, when we're talking about cameras or something, or...
I think we were talking about, like cameras or, like, stuff we wanted to do or whatever. But I think it literally, it just, like, ranges from anything. Like, you can talk about, like, stuff that you want to do in your life, or, like, tech, or just stuff that's going on right now, or, like, vaccinations. Like, that's a huge one. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's always fun. Like, the vibes are always good, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love...
But then sometimes, yeah.
I was just gonna say, I love how you guys, like, just vibe off each other, you know? Like, you guys have such great energy together. Like, that's why I really wanted to pick you guys for this episode. Like, it didn't feel right to have just one or the other. Like, it was like, you guys come in a pair. So, I had to have
both of them. Our match made in heaven. That's what we are.
But yeah, like, some... Like, yeah, it is most days, like, I'm throwing out a call or whatever, or, like, not a call, like, multiple calls, like, or just, I don't know, just enjoying the day. Yeah, yeah. Which is, like, if you don't want to answer, cool, that's okay, I'm gonna find...
I mean, I'm always answering, or, like, I answer when I can, to be honest.
Yeah, and, I mean, like, also what's fun is, like, there's, like, a lot of people in the FaceTime, too, like, or that are a part of the call, so now it's, like... It's not even like I'm just calling Dresden and like there's people at it. It's like
calling everybody.
Like, a whole, yeah, there's like a whole like team in there.
Well, it's mostly your whole like friend group too.
Yeah, basically, it's just right? Like,
almost yeah, your whole friend group.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, but it's like it. I think what's so fun about it is like I can shoot out a call, and like I just know there's like good vibes in the call, like regardless of who's answering, and then like some people come in and it's like. Like, everybody just kind of adds to the conversation and stuff, and it's, like, I don't know. It's just so fun.
I love that. I honestly really love that, because I don't think I've ever talked to anyone in my life as much as you guys do. Like, I wish I did, but that's really... That's something very special that you guys have. And, I hope that can last a really long time, because, honestly, I know, like, a lot of friendships don't last, like, even especially I know how we were talking about like high school and the transition to university, and personally for me, like, I lost like a lot of my friends from during that like transition, and like I just hope that it's not the same for like, you know, graduating university, because I feel like we have a really great friend group, and I hope, you know, that can last.
Yeah, I definitely agree, like, and I think if you really want something to, like, last or, like, stay, then, like, you know, you'll find any way to do it, right?
Right.
And you're very right, like, crazy friend group. Like, honestly, I'm just, like, I feel really, like, fortunate to literally meet, like, whoever I've met in my life, you know? Like, I think everybody kind of comes in your life for a reason, and, like... It's just one of those things, like, sometimes you know, sometimes it's very easy to get caught up in it because we're like everybody's just having a good time or whatever. But when you like step back and really like think about like all the people you have around you and stuff, it's like, whoa, like this is, it's just, it's really crazy, you know? So yeah, I think everything will be good. I mean, you know, me and Dresden, like, fourth year come, see you, but no, okay.
I saw you, good luck on that job or something.
Yeah, yeah, I'll see you when I'm slating, for a movie.
I feel like I'm, like, a total opposite of Michael, which is, like, funny, because...
Yeah, yeah. I definitely see
no,
that.
No, because, like, he's very, like extrovert. Social.
Yeah.
You know, he's a social butterfly.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas me, like, I'm just kind of, like, to myself, but like if someone talks then I could talk too.
I'm
very like thoughtful before I say something. Like I always try to think of like something, like I'm not as quick as Michael, that's what I'm trying to say, but like I always think like before I say something and like hope it makes sense and then like just go with the flow, you know?
I feel like I'm very much like that too, because like I really need to think through everything I have to say before I say it, which is why sometimes there's like 30 seconds of silence before I say something.
But yeah.
But yeah.
And honestly, it depends like what it is, like what we're talking about. Like if it's cameras, like, yeah, I can go off for like forever.
True.
Because like I know so much of, not all of it, but like I just know
a lot, yeah.
Enough info to keep the conversation going. Like if you wanted to know what, you know, what kind of camera does what, I probably heard of it or maybe I haven't, but like I'll just tell you what the specs are or something.
Literally, like if I didn't know any, which I do know how, but like if I didn't know how to have any conversation with Dresden, I would literally send him like an S-log like video and he will show me how to color grade it for like an hour and that's it. There's, you know, so
yeah, that's always a fun time.
Yeah,
those are fun. Yeah,
but I find it very interesting how I definitely see that you guys are very opposite from each other, and I feel like the whole opposites attract thing, like, is a thing. Like, I think that's something that happens quite often in life, because, for example, in your case, Michael, you know, brings out a lot in Dresden, if that makes sense. Like, I've talked to Dresden a lot, but when I see him, like, most energetic is when Michael is there, you know, because you guys
it doesn't necessarily mean Michael need to be there.
I'm just saying that like because you guys are together most of the time anyways, so it's just
I was gonna say I'm most energetic when like I'm comfortable with the people around
me.
That's essentially what it is.
But you guys have like you guys vibe off each other very well. So,
vibes.
Yeah. I was just going to say, though, like, going back to the whole friendships lasting thing, for me personally, I feel like everyone has people in their lives, in their past, that they don't really talk to anymore, right? But I feel like even though you might not talk anymore, the time you guys have spent together is something that is special and that you guys and that like you really appreciate. And I know for me, like I had a friend that I was close with for about like 10-ish years, but because of the whole transition to university thing and like a whole bunch of other factors, we didn't really end off in the best way. But even though that did happen, I feel like all the time that I spent with that person wasn't like a waste, you know? Like even though things end, like the time you spend with someone is valuable.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Going back to what I was saying before, like, yeah, I think everybody kind of comes in your life for a reason. Like, yeah, it would be nice, honestly, like if everything just kind of worked out like perfectly, like everything's just like perfect all the time and stuff. But yeah, I definitely think like, nothing's like I don't think anything's just like a waste, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I don't think anything's just like a waste of time or anything. I think those relationships are like important.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, definitely still like appreciate like all those moments and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say I'm pretty guilty of the whatever Christine has too.
Yeah,
because like there are you know a few high school mates that I haven't talked to in a while.
Yeah.
But like, that's totally fine, because like, I know if I ever see them again or talk to them again, there's no bad blood, because you know, they never did anything like bad to me. And so I think that's what I enjoy the most as well, is like seeing someone that you haven't seen in a while and then catching up.
Yeah,
like that's what I like enjoy, because I like listening to what they've done like in the time that we haven't seen each other, you know.
Just, like, catching up to them. In life,
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that always that always excites me, like seeing somebody I haven't seen in a while. And I don't know why, maybe it's just because when you're a kid, like, you kind of see your parents do it, like, sometimes they haven't seen someone in a while and then they see someone. And so for me, like, whenever that happens, it gives me this feeling of like being an adult. Like, you're just like, oh my gosh, wow, I haven't seen you in so long or whatever. But yeah, like Dresden was saying, like, I love those moments, because even though I might not necessarily like talk to a person all the time, it's like, it's still interesting to like see what everybody's up to or whatever. And like, if somebody's doing something like really cool or whatever, they like started something or whatever, like I'm gonna say it to you, like, you deserve to hear it. Yeah. Like, if you're doing something really well or whatever, like, oh, like, good job on this or whatever, you know, like, it's yeah, it's like do your thing, you know.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah,
I personally would like, I would love like a high school reunion type thing. I don't even know if that's like a thing anymore, but I would love to go to one of those and just kind of see what everyone's up to. Not because, you know how like a lot of people, they, or not like a lot of people, but some people want to know what's going on in other people's lives to like compare. But like, obviously for me, it's more of just like I just want to know what you're up to and kind of appreciate, you know, what you've been through in life, I guess, and see that growth, kind of like what Michael just said, basically.
Yeah, it's really cool to see like everybody kind of take their own path and stuff like that, and like just see what everybody's up to. Yeah.
There's a question I had that I think is pretty interesting, especially because you guys, I guess, you guys consider yourselves best friends, right?
Hate this guy right here.
To the core.
I
would say like he's a coworker or something.
Yeah. I would say like
acquaintance.
Like,
I think.
Say like he's, you know, he's around.
He's just there.
Yeah.
What do you guys consider as the biggest qualities of a best friend?
I would say trust is one thing. Probably the biggest.
Yeah.
The next, and a really good listener.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Like trust, and yeah, honestly, you kind of hit it on the mark. Like, those are really, really
stop
good
copying
things.
Me.
Stop, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sorry. I think trust is huge, because like, just knowing that you can go to somebody and like just talk to them about something, or like, even something as small as like, you know, can you watch like something that means a lot to me for like, I don't know, like a day or something. Like, for example, like, if I really like a camera, let's go back to the camera. And I own it or whatever, and I'm like, to Dresden, here, like, you can borrow this for a day or whatever. Like, even that, that's something like big, you know, like, and you don't even have to worry about anything.
Yeah,
listening and just like, I think those are pretty big.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and just like somebody you can like, I don't know, just have fun with, you know, like, just every time you like see that person or talk to that person, it's just like good vibes. And, but you can still have like meaningful conversation and everything like that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But yeah.
Yeah. I feel like when it comes to a best friend, it's like, even if you guys haven't seen each other for a while, but once you guys start talking again, it's like, you know, that you never felt that time gap. It's like you picked up from right where you left off.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I also think like those qualities you said are definitely really big. For me, I also think that, I guess, comfort or like emotional support is a really big one. And I feel that that goes with trust as well, because obviously if you need to be able to trust someone to kind of open your heart to, you know?
Wow, that's so deep. That's
facts. That's facts.
It's facts. It's facts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, emotional support is a pretty big thing. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, connection and relationships are important, like, because you, I think just as humans or whatever, we need, like, somebody there, you know, like, sometimes or whatever. It's always good to, like, talk things through and everything like that. So having, like, people around you is very big, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Even, like, even if you're talking to someone that you've never actually met in real life, you know, because, like, I've had friends just, like, online, you know, across the world that I talk to, and I'm able to, you know, let my heart out and just talk about whatever, especially in the world today, you know, because we're so surrounded by technology and, like, media, so we're able to connect with anyone around the world.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, that is a pretty cool thing. Like, literally, you can have a across the world kind of gap between two people, but with, like, social media, you're making it literally like a face-to-face conversation. Mm-hmm. Just with, like, everything we have, or, like, pen pals, like, a lot of people, oh, yeah, just write to people, like, across the world and stuff like that, and I think it is a pretty cool thing. And yeah, it's definitely, like, different. You get to talk to, like, different people and meet new people and just see, like, what they're going through or, like, what their life is like. And I think it's definitely a very cool thing and very doable in, like, contemporary society, I guess, like, in a modern day and age.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that definitely helped with during the whole, like, COVID phase, obviously, because we can't actually meet people face to face, so that was kind of the one thing we as humans relied on to get that social comfort.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So do you guys have, like, lots of friends that are in the digital space?
Like, friends that I haven't known in, like,
real life, I guess?
Oh, okay. I'll be honest with you, like, I think everybody I talk to is mainly, like, I know them within, like, real life and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But just going off, like, what you were saying, like, how you talk to people or whatever, like across the world or something like that, I still think it's a really cool thing that we have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Just like in terms of, like, me, like, specifically, I just know, like, the people I'm talking to right now, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I've never really tried that, but I definitely think it's, like, a cool thing.
Funny that you brought this up. 'Cause it's just, like, just recently, right? So a bit of context. So I used to work at a fast food restaurant as my first job.
Yeah.
And a coworker there that I'm friends with, they started streaming,
mm-hmm,
like, on Twitch and stuff.
Yeah.
And so he was part of, like, a pretty small to medium, like, community, like, of, like, Twitch streamers,
mm-hmm,
like, online and stuff. And so one time, like, I was online and I asked if he, like, played Valorant, which I recently got into, like, during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, we'll play. And so he sends me, like, he invites me in a Discord server, and, like, I go in, and, like, it's his friends, but, like, I feel it, but I didn't know if it, like, it was his in real life friends, or, like, you know, other people.
Yeah.
And I soon found out, like, oh, these are, like, people just, like, kind of within the area, like, Canada, like, Ontario and stuff, but there are some people who are, like, literally on the other side, like, in the United States. So I'm, yeah, like, oh, okay. So, like, this is kind of, like, a world, not, like, a world thing, but, like, there are just some people, like, that are, you know, not within Canada, mm-hmm, but they're just outside. Like, just some across North America, essentially.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so I've just been part, yeah, of this community for, like, a bit. Like, that's why, like, when I say I'm going to play Valorant, like, I'm playing with them. And
oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just,
and so,
yeah.
Yeah, I've been, like, I think in the server for, like, maybe a month now. I don't remember, like, when he sent me the link. I think it was, like, late, like, May or something. And so, yeah, they're always, like, there. Like, you can always, like, pop into, like, one of the chat rooms and, like, you know, say hi. what's up, like, let's play some games or something. So, I never, like, expected to be, you know, part of, like, or make, like, online friends like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, the first time I've ever, like, done that. And that was through my, like, coworker from my first job.
Yeah.
So, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, honestly, that is pretty cool. And, like, that's another thing with, like, video games, too. Like, a lot of the times are such, like, a popular thing in video games is multiplayer and playing online with people. And most of the time, we have no idea who, like, anybody is online, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when we're playing against people. But there's been times I've played, like, Rocket League or something, and then people send you, like, invites. Either they want to play, like if you played a competitive match and you can't face them again, they want to play again or whatever. Or, like, you have a really good teammate that you, like, have never met before, and they're on, like, the other side of the world or something, but you want to add them because they're, like, good at something. I think that's a really great way to meet people as well, video games. And, like, it's through, like, a really good thing. Like, everybody's having fun. Everybody's, like, playing a game they like. So you already have, like, one thing in common. So I think that's just a really easy way to kind of get to know someone as well. Because, like, I think a big thing about, like, meeting someone for the first time is, like, finding conversation and finding common ground. But, like, with video games, you already have that common ground, like, right, built into it. You know what I mean? So it's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. Because of video games, I've also met, like, a lot of other people that I talk to now. For example, Alex from, like, my previous episode, I met him through an online game. So that's definitely really cool because, you know, you never really expect to meet these people or to get to know these people. And when you do, it's, like, pretty amazing. I also want to talk about how each person kind of acts differently with different people or with different friendships. And I was wondering if that's something that you've noticed happens with you.
For the most part, I mean, it's also a little bit hard answering from my perspective because it might be different to everybody, right? Like, if somebody sees if I act different around different people or whatever, then I think it's a little bit harder for me to see it. I want to say that for the most part, I try to be myself around, like, every single person I meet. I find when I'm meeting people for the first time, like, I can still be outgoing and stuff, but I might be a bit more nervous, a bit more quiet, which might seem weird because you guys know me now.
Yeah.
So, like, I like to talk to people a lot, but sometimes I'll meet people and I'm, like, right in the conversation, I'm ready to go. Sometimes I'll meet people and I'll be like, okay, I'm a little bit nervous right now. I think sometimes it depends on the day, but I mean, I don't know, you guys know me, and, like, sometimes I say the craziest things, sometimes, like, I say the wackiest things. I'm very, like, energetic, I would say, like, around everybody, so.
Yeah,
I think most people have seen me, I guess. I don't know, if you know what I mean.
Like, now that I think about it, though, like, you're very much a social person, and I personally have never noticed you act differently with any, like, with other
same.
People. Yeah, because you're so social to the point where, like, it's just comfortable being around you, and so it just makes everything, like, you know, easier, I guess.
Oh, thank you. But I think yeah, I guess even Dresden's seen it, like, firsthand too with, like, these FaceTime calls, because like Dresden was saying, like, a lot of my friends that, like, I've known for a long time are in the FaceTime as well, right? So, like, I think I just keep, like, the same kind of energy no matter who joins the call or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of, like, feed off of each other's energy. And yeah, like you were saying, Christine, like, it's very comfortable. Like, when you know somebody, like, a lot of it's super, like, just, like, comfortable and stuff like that. And there's no, like, pressure to have a conversation. And I feel like that's when you kind of get the best conversations from people.
For sure.
Yeah, Mike's really good with that, bringing comfort to the environment, because if you didn't know, he starred in, like, every single, like, movie in our videography class.
Yeah.
He was just, like, an A1 actor. I think he just deserves an Oscar.
We're doing autographs later. There's a signing after this, actually.
There's going to be a limited edition giveaway for signed by Michael. He's gonna give away a camera.
I'm signing an FS5.
But yeah, no. I would say yeah. Michael keeps up the same energy like to everyone. Like he doesn't seem nervous at all. Like I for one, like I'm very nervous when like I try and introduce myself. But like you know what, I try my best. You know,
yeah.
It's hard out here. I don't know how Michael does it. He's just really quick.
Yeah.
Well, quick with his feet.
I appreciate that a lot. I mean, but like, I guess this is interesting because then I see you guys, like I see you, how you guys act around people. It's like expose them. So I think you guys are very like yourselves around people as well. And like, I know for Dresden, like, yeah, you said you're like nervous and stuff, but even when you were meeting like my friends for the first time on FaceTime and everything like that, I noticed you still found like common ground and you were able to have like a conversation and stuff. And now I feel like you're just able to have a conversation, which is like good. Like I didn't really notice like the nerves or anything like that. But I think you guys are just very like real people and just whoever I've seen you guys around, it's always like the same kind of vibes or whatever. You guys are very like true kind of people. I have my retainer in, so saying true is like the hardest thing. but yeah, I think you guys are very like yourselves or whatever. And yeah, I would say like I'm very like outgoing and I can make conversation with a lot of people or whatever. But I think there's also a certain effort that needs to be given from like the other party who you're talking to or trying to get to know as well.
For sure.
And I think you guys are very good at that as well. And you guys are very good listeners too. Like when I talk to you guys, it never feels like one-sided or anything like that. It's very like we're just having a conversation, you know? Like, so I think you guys get comfortable in conversation pretty quick, I would say.
Really?
Yeah. I like listening.
Like, yeah, that's true.
I don't seem like I'm talking over the other person sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like yeah, I get you know, like that. Say your thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get like that. I think I get excited off of what one person says, and then my mind just like stops, and it's like, oh, remember what you're about to say. Yeah.
I find that very interesting because, like, I personally am like a very nervous person. I'd consider myself very introverted, although I can see myself changing like a lot. Like if I look back from before university, I was super shy. I did not like to start up conversations. I would try to avoid them as much as possible. Even like meeting new people was really hard. But I feel like now especially after meeting like you guys and our friend group, I feel like I've grown a lot. And especially with the guys too. 'Cause like, I don't know, like, I just feel like I'm closer with the guys because I feel like I have this inner bro-ness that I, like, let out when I'm with you guys. So, like...
Inner bro-ness.
Yeah, so that's why I just feel, like, so much more comfortable when I talk to you guys because I'm just, like, I just want to be one of the bros, you know? Like
the boys.
Yeah.
Boys.
Yeah, you got that inner bro-ness, yeah. Like,
yo, you're in.
You're in.
I make this joke all the time with like some of our other friends in our friend group, but like I always say like, oh, I want to be like one of the bros, like, you know, like am I there yet? Like, have I gotten to that level yet?
The initiation.
No, Chris, you will never be part of the bros.
No.
Never.
But I listening to like what you guys are talking about, do you guys have, I don't know, like tips, I guess, for how to be more social or like how to open up more to a person?
I thought you were gonna say, you have any tips to like how to become the
bro?
How do you become one of the bros? Wait, but like tips on becoming more social?
Yeah. I mean, if you have tips on how to be a bro, like, too.
That's an exclusive tip, but like, it's going to be on our Patreon or something. Yeah,
confidential
podcast.
Patreon. $5 a month. You guys can get all this exclusive content.
All the tips and tricks. Yeah, just honestly, I think Michael might just say the same thing, but just getting out of your comfort zone is one of it, right? Just saying, you know what? I'm just going to talk to this person. But yeah, just like going up to them, saying hi, what's your name? I also found like, I'll do this as an example, I guess. So in the first few weeks of university, like obviously I didn't know anyone, but as the 3 weeks went by, I noticed who's in my same class, right? Like you recognize the faces and then you see them again and you realize that, oh, they have like almost every single class like with me. So then you go up to them and you'd be like, yo, did you get the assignment for so-and-so? And then I guess you just build it off of that. And that's how I met Adam.
Oh, really? Because
I recognized he wore the same hat.
All the time?
Every single time you went to class. The six hat. I'm like, that's the six hat guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's how we built our friendship. And then, you know, one thing led to another. I met a few other friends there, too. Mm-hmm. That's how I met Vish, I think, and Yuki, and Tanny. And then through Tanny, remember this, Christine?
Yeah, I remember.
I think second semester, first day. Yeah. You were sitting beside Tanny. Yeah. And
you just came up?
I was going up to Tanny. And yeah, I just came up there and like, yo, this is Christine. I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember my very first impression of you was just like, whoa, that hair. That was the very first
thing I thought.
That hair was... That was it, yo.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, that was
the goals.
Kid with a bun.
Hashtag goals. Super cool. Yes.
I got over there.
I just remember that video. It was like the PSA or whatever. And there was like the slow-mo of like Dresden's hair. Do you guys
remember? Yeah, I remember.
Oh, what Christine made?
And I was like, yo, like, I don't know if you guys remember my video, but I was like, oh, no way I'm showing my video after this video. Like,
Matt Damon?
I was Matt Damon, and I was like, no. yeah, what a day. Yeah, I, well, obviously, like, I knew Dresden, and then I remember, I noticed, like you were saying, Dresden, like, I noticed Vish was in, like, a lot of my classes, and I remember I asked her about, like, I don't even know, but, like, like, we still have this conversation to this day, like, why did you message me, or whatever. And then,
she says that all the time.
Yeah. And then, like, I guess through her, I met, like, everybody else. And that's, like, how I met Christine. And I remember, like, one of the first things we ever talked about was just, like, producing music. Yeah. And I was like, this is so cool that there's somebody else who's, like, into this. Like, I didn't know anybody else was into this, and then I found out, like, Dresden, you were into music too, and I was like, okay, yo, we're here, we're home.
We're here.
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember, like, I remember leaving class one day because I had to go DJ
gig after class.
Yeah, it was like mid class or whatever. I was like, wow, we really know where my priorities are right now. I think music is also a really crazy thing too. Like, I think that's one thing everybody in the world has in common.
Like, that's a topic that you can always, like, look to when you need something to, like, start a conversation with, you know?
Yeah. Oh, but tips.
Yes.
Sorry, tips.
We're going back to tips.
Sorry, I remember me and Dresden were having this conversation, and one of the things I was saying is, like, something that really worked for me is finding common ground. Like, any way you can, find one thing that you guys both can talk about. So, like, for example, I've talked to people before, and I'm like, okay, like, this is going to be tough. Like you can always ask somebody, like, what are you in or whatever. Like, let's say somebody's in kinesiology. I'll be like, oh, like, what are you in? They say kinesiology. I'll be like, oh, I took a kinesiology course in, like, high school or whatever. Start talking about that, right? Or if somebody says, like, oh, I just came from, like, practice or something like that, it's like, oh, what do you play? It's like, oh, did you see the game the other day? It's like, you just kind of, like, keep going on and on and on. And also, a thing that really keeps conversations going is questions. People like questions. Obviously, if you see, like, if you're talking to someone and you can tell they're like, I just don't want to talk right now, then, like, yeah, that's fine. But, like, yeah, I think questions are, like, one of the main things that keep conversations going. But finding any little piece of common ground, and a good way to do that is literally just listen, you know? Yeah. Even if, like, it's a couple people in a conversation and you just kind of want to get in that conversation and just kind of be heard a bit, mm-hmm. see what other people are talking about and see if you can kind of jump in there, you know, like, respectfully, obviously, like, if somebody's talking and they're just like, yeah, so the other day, and you're like, oh, yeah, like, just straight up just, like, interrupt somebody. Like, obviously, don't do that, but, like, any little thing that you can, like, pick up on and you feel like it's an appropriate time to kind of jump in there, and then it's just fun because everybody can kind of, like, talk together. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like no matter, like, how different someone might be from you, there's always going to be like at least one thing that you guys have in common. Like, there's no way that someone's so completely different from you. I think I could be very wrong.
Yeah. But, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Or even like
100%,
not even, yeah, like even if you don't have things in common, but like, you know, it'd be there, you can have like interesting conversations about, you know, things that you don't have in common. You know, having debates or something is
yeah,
is pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah. As long as it's a debate and not a straight up fight.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, I hate this song. It's the best song in the world. How dare you? You wanna hang out sometime? Fine.
So another thing that I think would be interesting to talk about is how we express our affection towards each other, because I know like each person is different in doing that.
One thing that I do, like, I think a lot of people do this also, I really like to tease people like a lot. Like, if you're a close friend of mine, or just like, you know, we can have a good conversation or whatever, I feel like teasing is just like one of those things. Yeah, that sounds like, oh, it's just like being
such a
mean,
bully,
like,
Michael. Why would you just tease someone like that?
Really?
That's messed
no,
up.
Wait, I literally thought of like the opposite thing from that, because what? I know this is more like going off of not like non-romantic, but like I know for a lot of people, teasing can be interpreted as like flirting, you know. But I feel like that's,
oh,
whoa. Whoa, Michael, what are you saying?
Dresden, I'm sorry, I was teasing you there. I don't know. I just, I don't know.
Sorry,
I don't
put know. You, I put you in awkward just situation.
Skip the
just,
question.
Yeah, no, just ignore that. We can leave that for later on.
Yeah.
You just shifted the subject.
I'm sorry.
Okay. But I mean, okay. Yeah, I
that's
think
for like the next podcast.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
I think
like the next like part two of this.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But like, I guess for showing affection, if somebody asks you to do something, and it's really not like a hassle, or even if it is a bit of a hassle or whatever, it's like, if I really care about that person and they need help with something or whatever, like, I'm gonna try to help them, I guess, however I can. I don't know. Just being there for people, like, you know, if somebody's like, look, I'm having a really bad time, and they might be like, I just don't want to talk to anybody right now, like, I'll give you your space, like, that's totally fine. But if they're like, I really need somebody, it's like, yo, call me, I'm here. Even if I'm at like work or school or whatever, like, I can leave class for like a little bit, I can talk. Or at work, like, you shouldn't be on your phone, but like, if I can just find a spot where I can go on my phone, like, you know, same thing, I guess.
Same answer as Michael. See, I like giving. Like, giving something, like, that always makes my day and makes me happy.
Mm.
Or like surprises and stuff. But just being there, like Michael said, like, just listening and, you know, interrupt my day and whatnot. Just feel free to, like, you know, hit me up. I'll be willing to listen and stuff like that, you know?
I'm sorry it's such an interruption right now.
It's like, yeah. Good. Like, you know when, like, someone, like, calls you? Not you, Michael, but... Because you, like, call every day, right?
Yeah. Nobody calls me. I call...
You call them. But, like, when someone, like, out of the blue, like, random, just texts you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like,
yeah.
Oh. Like, they thought of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I definitely agree with what you both said. That is such an important thing in building like any relationship. I feel like that's like the definition, I guess, of friendship, just being there for each other and being there when someone needs you and just listening to them. Yeah, I know for me, the way I express my affection is I'm a very physical person, although like sometimes I don't think I am, but I really am. I'm more of like a touchy person, you know, like I love hugs and just like being there like next to you. So that's how I express my affection. And I feel like because of COVID though, like I've been lacking that so much. I miss just going up to people and like hugging them, not strangers, but like, you know, friends, and just hugging them and being like, you know, come over here, let me give you a hug.
Just walking down the street, it's like, come here, man. It's like, don't even know who it is. It's like the TTC driver or something like that. Bro, the way you drove that bus.
Please, get out of my bus.
Get out right now and give me a hug.
You're holding it up. Let's go. I'm on a schedule.
Yesterday, I asked you guys about what like personality type you were, because I was interested in seeing how you think your personality type affects how you build relationships and connections.
And looking at the description, but it was the protagonist personality, or also known as the ENPJ or FJ.
Oh, yeah.
PJ, pajamas.
Yeah, honestly, when I was doing the personality test, I thought it would be interesting to figure it out and see, like, what kind of strengths I have and also where I can, like, build on and how I could, like, you know, use this information to help connect with more people.
It says I'm a campaigner.
Oh, okay.
It does say 75%. Extroverted and 25% introverted.
Oh, okay. What's your your acronym thingy? You know, like how it's
ENFP-T. As friends, campaigners are cheerful and supportive, always sharing and developing ideas and staying open-minded, taking in others' thoughts and feelings. This warmth and sincerity makes people with the campaigner personality type masters of drawing people out of their shells. And as a result, they tend to have a huge circle of friends.
I feel like that's so much like you. That's literally
that's
you.
Facts.
Like,
it's facts, bro.
Where did you find this? Where?
It's literally you.
Who is this? What is this website?
You're watching me.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
So mine's the protagonist. I'll just read it. When it comes to friendships, protagonists are anything but passive. While some personality types may accept the circumstantial highs and lows of friendship, their feelings waxing and waning with the times, protagonists will put active effort into maintaining these connections, viewing them as substantial and important, not something to let slip away through laziness or inattention. Yeah, I'd say so. That's pretty accurate, I guess. In terms of, like, I guess the percentages they give you on the right side, they say I'm 53% extroverted and 47% introverted. Now I would say that's pretty close, but I would have to like switch the numbers around because I found that I think I was way more social than like in high school than I was like this year, just because like I did like the morning announcements. I was part of, I guess, clubs like choir and stuff, the yearbook club. I'm more laid back now.
Yeah. Is there like a reason for that?
I think it has to do with me. Like, I used to like overthink a lot. I don't know.
I see.
But like, I don't do it as much often.
Yeah.
You know, like I kind of just like I try my best to be present and not think about the future too much and just be there. Mm-hmm. You know,
I remember
just live.
Yeah. No, I remember, like, I, you know this, because I went to you for this all the time, but I used to overthink like literally every single possible thing possible. And it got to the point where it was like really bad for me and like my mental health. And it was because of like, our friendship, and because I could, you know, trust you with everything, I went to you, and you were literally, like, the person that helped me out of that. Like, I feel like without you, I would be in a very different situation right now, and I'd be a very different person, you know? So thank you.
Aw, I appreciate that. I'm glad I was able to do my best.
Yeah. I feel like that's why, like, friendships are so important and valuable, because you never know, like, when you will need that one person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like what they said about the protagonist friendships. Like, it says, like, they will put an effort or an active effort into maintaining these connections, viewing them as substantial and important, not something to let slip away through laziness or inattention. Like, yeah, you know, the relationships that you form, like, say, in high school or elementary school, like, if they shift away, you know, I think it's totally understandable, because, like, you know, people are living their own lives and just, like, living for themselves and stuff. And so I don't think there should be any, like, bad blood if you ever see them again, you know, or, like, hold a grudge over them. Like, oh, they never, like, invited me to this and this and stuff. But it's like, you know, if you wanted to go, you know, you could, like, ask them and stuff. Or if they really, or if they wanted you to go, then they would ask you, like, hey, you want to, like, come to this event or whatever. But yeah, I don't think there shouldn't be, like, you shouldn't let that, like get rid of that relationship and stuff. Like, you shouldn't allow that to happen. But, you know, if it does happen, then it's like, okay, you know, I guess that's just how life is, I guess.
This definitely relates back to, like, what we were talking about earlier. Because I know, like, for me, I do have relationships that have ended badly. But as, like, time passed by, like, when I look back on it now, like, I would be happy to, like, kind of start over, you know? So, like, I hope with other people that even if relationships did end badly, I hope that you can move on from it, grow from it, and hopefully, if you can, if you want to, like, start over and, you know, maybe build that bridge again.
I just want to say, I think it's so great that, like, even if people have similar personality or personality traits, like, everybody has, like, unique stuff about themselves, you know? So I think it's very cool that, like everybody can kind of bring something to the table, you know? Like, no person is, like, the exact same as another person. So just by, like, taking this test and stuff like that, it's, like, I think it's just cool. Like, I think it's, like, good to have, like, kind of so many different perspectives. It really keeps things, like, interesting. And yeah, I think you can just learn a lot more when everybody's so different, like, in terms of, like, personality traits and stuff like that, which is really cool. Yeah.
I hope anyone or anyone who's listening to this, learned something from that. And I hope that your connections grow and that, you know, you build more bridges, because life, I guess, is really all about making those connections and helping each other and teach each other and help each other grow.